Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we are just getting started. I'm going to give a couple minutes until some people can come into the room. Today, I feel like we're going to do a daily card reading, as well as I wanted to talk about letting go, simply because I have had to let go of some situations of the past. And also last night I did a pop-up live show, not for readings or anything. However, there was readings that came of the live show. And so the topic of the reading, one of the readings that I had was letting go. And so I just felt it would be fitting. I did a little bit of research and some things, I got some little points to talk about, and so we'll see what we can get going today. I don't believe it's the real one. I am just letting you know we do have an imposter. So just FYI, anybody that is unaware that, Anyways, I appreciate all of you for coming into the podcast, and I'm sharing the show real quick and we will get started. I appreciate you for bearing with me. I am just inviting some of our friends and our family members from Podbean into here. If anybody wants to give me a number, 1 through 15, and we will pull the daily card from that number. And see what it has to say, and may it possibly will correlate. I apologize for the extra sounds. It will possibly correlate with the theme of today's letting go, all right? Possibly, possibly not. We'll see whatever message has to come through from source. I had a very wonderful reading from Madame Euphrane, and follow her on Instagram at the.joyfulyogini. She has done a couple of readings for me. She is an amazing energetic woman, and I love her energy every time I visit. Please do not hesitate to follow her podcast. She comes on every Friday, and yeah, we have to connect and spread love to those who connect and spread love to us, right? I want to give acknowledgement to Bruce of The Sex Connection for the theme music that is playing in the background. That is my personal music that he has created for me, and I just want to give a shout out and appreciation to Bruce, aka the crazy motherfucker. I am spiritual as fuck, and I apologize for the obscenities, but that is just part of my character. Thank you for coming, and if anybody has a number, yes, he did amazing with the music. He did. And he's a great friend, and he is offering to assist with putting a voice over the, see, now it's going to be quiet for a minute. Anyways, putting a voice over the background music for me as well as I progress and get more professional. If Linga can't do it, maybe you, Ash, can get like a little voice type of introduction for the Holy Shift podcast. I don't know why I just want an accent for some reason. I just think it would put some good flavor in the intro. However, greetings, Ash. We'll connect you. Are you? Hi. What are you doing?
I'm just busy at work at the minute.
How are you, Ash?
Got a minute. I'm good. So do you want, what do you want me to do? Like a voice intro for your thing or something?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. I can hear you now. I feel like the Verizon channel.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, sir. I hear you now and
now. Loud and clear, 10-4?
10-4, good.
Great. Well, what, did you want me to do like an intro voice thing for your thing or something?
Yeah, like a voiceover. So I don't know if you know Bruce from the the sex connection, or Crazy Motherfucker, the abbreviation. However, he had created that music from scratch for me and has also said that, let's turn that down. He has said that he would, as soon as I'm ready to do an official intro for my podcast, that he would connect it with that music and send me that file as well. So, I mean, I know you are into, you can get some quality sound going over there as well. So yeah, maybe we're going to get some, and give you a reading or two as a payment
favor or, for a favor
or something. You can maybe pass it to a friend or a family member if you'd like.
Well, no worries. What I'll do then, when I got a minute, Poe, so I put sometime next week, I'll make you an intro, and then you can put it on.
Okay, sounds great.
And then
I appreciate you, Ed.
No worries.
You're awesome.
You're a good person, so why not?
You're an amazing person too. The energy, the vibes that you send off whenever you're doing your mix is amazing.
Thank you. Well, I might do a cheeky mix tonight.
So we've got deck number 7, and that's Angel's Answers today. So we're going to see what kind of answer we need for the day on the general read, okay? So everybody, just open up your energy. This is for the collective general daily read. We'll post this card on Facebook, and we'll see what we have.
I'll put myself on mute for you.
To realize today. No problem. And we had a couple just flip over in the middle of the deck, so we're just going to take, three. So we'll just go for those. How's that, guys? It's the Angel's Answers deck. It's by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. We're ready for the opportunity. We have to look for the sign. 3 cards. You're ready. There's opportunity. We have to look for the sign. We have to look for that sign and not be so attached, right? Let go of the attachment to how we think things are going to come at us. Sometimes we are nudged in a way, in a direction that we may not be comfortable with at the moment, however, brings us to an incredible achievement at the end. We have to let go of having to control the situation. Know that you're ready for this shift. You're ready for the change. Anywhere you look, on any astrology readings, on any tarot readings, everything is telling us that now is a shift. It's a change. We're ready for a new opportunity. We must look for a sign. So that's the daily cards. Sometimes we have one, sometimes 3 jump out. Today was a 3 day, okay? I want to say happy birthday to my sister. It is her birthday. We don't talk much, but we're gonna send out happy birthday energy to my sister Tanya in Utah. I know she doesn't listen live. Maybe she listens when I don't know about it. Okay. So you get the energy jumping, Lara. We get it going and jumping. Okay. So last night I decided to come on. Nobody was doing a podcast last night. There was a couple people, however, there wasn't anybody I knew, and I just didn't vibe with the energy. I decided to come on and play music. So I had a couple of people come in and decide to just have some company, Linga. We had some good energy and things going on. And I did a reading for somebody, and the theme of that reading was letting go. And it took me back to this last year and all of the transition that we have all faced as a collective, as well as, you know, community-wise, as well as individually. And me personally have went through a major shift and had to let go of an attachment that I was really, it was a really solid and strong attachment, I guess you could say. Okay. So it had been a lot of time invested in this attachment, and a lot of energy had been expended on it. And so it was hard to allow myself to let go. I allowed it to take me into not a very good place. Not many people know. Whoever was in the podcast last night heard a little bit. However, maybe just my immediate family knew simply because of my different energy. And that could have been a reason why I kind of fell off of the doing podcast as much as I had before. So I had to let it affect my energy way too much. And so as I was doing the reading last night, I was telling this story as well. And so as I was expelling this energy and just it was taking me to a dark and negative place within, not many people knew, again, like I said, I had to make that choice. If I was going to continue to give my power away to someone or something outside of me and just feel drained and sad and frustrated and angry and hurt, or was I going to follow my intuition? Now, it was a 4.5 year investment into a relationship, you guys, and after a couple of years, things happened, and I excused a lot of things because I'm very understanding and empathic. However, there's a fine line where you allow somebody to take advantage, and out of the loving nature, I dismissed some things, and I also dismissed my own intuition. As much as I talk about follow your intuition, listen to the signs, the symbols your body and everything around you give you, I did not take my own advice for a while. Things didn't blow up until this last year, and insecurities and misinformation, but lies and deception was revealed, and it allowed, after going through the dark place and having to go through the process of letting go, I finally released the attachment to that relationship. I truly felt like it was like a twin flame relationship. If anybody knows anything about twin flames, you will have lessons learned, you will come back to this person, you may not end up with this person, but they will teach you a lot of lessons. However, there's difference between a twin flame and a karmic relationship. And I now see it as a karmic relationship. It has opened up my eyes and my energy to the possibilities that even though I wasn't sure what is out there, I had to let go of the insecurity, the doubt, the fear of the unknown. Now I have stepped into a new situation, friendship, and things that never happened in the previous 5 years are now happening. And for me personally, as well as in the partnership or relationship or friendship, whatever you would like to call it, we have to let go of that attachment of the fear of change, the fear of the unknown, all those things, in order to be able to move forward in amazing ways. Okay, so what is an attachment? We all are attached to something, whether it be physical, emotional, it's some sort of need. It could be a relationship, job, dreams, the need to control, the need to have all this awareness and knowledge. It could be an attachment to a ring or the house or whatever it may be. You're attached to something. All of us are. We go through different attachments in our life. Life is a spiral. We go through these lessons over and over, right? Just remember this. So as we are letting go of our attachments, remember, I had to process in my own way. Some people reach out. Some people need guidance. I did. I did reach out. However, very secretively. I didn't allow people to know what I was asking about exactly yet. However, I just asked about the information, okay? So remember that we all have our different ways of processing and letting go. However, these are just some simple little tools and guidelines and all that. We are all unique individuals. Take your processes, take the tools that you get from any and everywhere that you feel that information will help you, and formulate your own plan. Okay. So what does letting go include? It's frustration. Again, I was so frustrated that I had put all this investment into this situation, and it was a waste of time, and all the effort and the energy put into it, and the authenticity I had given to this situation, and for what? I was so frustrated. And then it was sadness. It was, you have to go through the process of grief, and so sad. And then you go get angry, and you resent that person for how could you do this after all of the things and whatever it may have been. And once I dealt with all the heaviness, I slowly started to realize, you know, what was the reason that I wanted this relationship in the first place? How did it really make me feel? It's not making me feel like that anymore. How do I want to feel? I had to visualize. I had to take a step back, which is a really hard thing, is taking a step back when you're feeling all those heavy emotions. I had to take a step back. So in meditation, grounding, clearing your energy, whether it be with a smudge stick, whatever it may be, taking that moment to become the observer of how you were feeling, and then realize why you're feeling what you're feeling and what is truly needed in that moment. What do you really need? Do you need that happiness? Do you need security? Do you need support? What is it that you need? Are you not getting that from this situation or this person? Then let it go. You have to visualize what you truly want and how you truly want to feel. Your dreams, your desires, and your goals. Excuse the notifications, I apologize. In order to create that, having that definite vision, that goal, having the clear picture, the details in your mind, not how you're gonna get it, you can't worry about how, but have that picture of what you wanna feel, that ideal relationship, that ideal job, that ideal house, that ideal situation. How can you get into that feeling right now? The only reason we want anything else, love, affection, any reason why we are holding on to shit that hurts us, is because we think we're going to feel better once that person changes or once we have that thing, right? We have to feel better now in order to have it. Okay. We have to remember this. Is this need or feeling serving our ego, or is it serving the inner you? We got to remember, we have to embrace the unknown. What we let go of could be minuscule compared to what we are going to walk into when we do let go. Okay? Meditate. Again, ground yourself. Don't beat yourself up for the lost time or the frustration or the wasted energy you put into the relationship or the hard work you put into your job and they don't give you any, you know, words of encouragement or any gratitude for what you do. Don't beat yourself up for love. Consistently give love. It'll end up coming back. Change and uncertainty is the only thing in life, you guys. We have to remember that. We cannot hold on to what we truly know right now. We have to continually co-create the future together. Embrace the amazing possibilities as opposed to the dreadful things that could happen. Energy attracts like energy. If you're excited and hopeful and feeling great about the future, you are going to continually find things to be excited and hopeful and grateful for. If you're worried and stressed, you're going to slowly find more and more things to be stressed out and worried for. Why give your power away to the fear of the unknown, of the fear of uncertainty, the fear of losing control, of not being accepted? Why give the power away to that when you can give power to the possibility of being completely accepted more than you are now? How can you realize that the possibility of amazing things are just around the corner through that clouded vision that you seek. There is a veil upon us, you guys, and we have to slowly clear that. Get the energy out of us. Get the programming, the TV, outside influences away. Ground yourself. Come back to you, your true inner self. And guide yourself. See your vision. Set your goal. And grab it. You got this. I'm glad you guys stuck around for that. Thank you. I decided to do a little bit more of a formal podcast with a letting go situation. I am now open to doing sample card readings if you would like. I hope that helped, and I will publish. I feel like letting go is a spiral. Life is a spiral. It's not a circle. It is a spiral. We will come back to lessons, and we will repeat these lessons until learned. We may get a certain understanding of them, but we'll come back over and over. We have to remember to let go and integrate these lessons instead of dismissing them. Definitely, Madam Euphrain, I can give you a card on your career. Let's see. So I have 15 decks, and I pulled from number 7. I feel like Starseed or Work Your Light or Gateway. What do you think? Starseed, Work Your Light, or Gateway? 1, 2, or 3? No problem, Rob. Okay, Jackie. Jackie, which one? 1, 2, or 3? Starseed. All right. Dark, I will pull you one from Gateway in a moment. And I love the Starseed deck. It's one of my favorite decks. It is by Rebecca Campbell, and the artwork is by Danielle Noel, or they may have co-authored this. So I have not studied tarot. I am simply an intuitive card reader. I have connected to Source Spirit since I was young. Since the pandemic has hit, I decided to step out of my comfort zone while I had time, and decided to open up my opportunity to read, not just for myself and family, but for other people through Podbean. And so here I am. I have gotten a lot of feedback and met a lot of amazing people by doing readings for them, and have been urged to creating a business out of this. And so I'm in the baby steps of doing this. So I simply ask people to open your awareness, and Jackie, I know you know how this works. However, if there's anybody that is out there listening that does not know, I simply ask you to open up your energy or your spirit to allow me to connect with you. It's physics. It is spiritual. It is whatever you consider it. However, I feel like we can connect with people next to us or thousands of miles away. So open up your energy to me and allow me to connect with spirit, source, your guides, your higher selves, whatever you consider it to be, past loved ones, to pull a message for you. Typically, I don't ask for a topic and it'll just come. However, why not just a career reading? I had a love reading yesterday, so I'm always open to change. You never know, right? So I'm shuffling and nothing's popping out. I don't know why. Usually I allow them to pop out. So I feel like we're going to do a 1, 2, or 3 as well pile. We're going to set them out in a pile of 1, 2, and 3, and you can choose the number. Hi, Ange. All right. Jackie, go ahead and give me a number and we will pull from that pile. Hi, me. Hi, everybody. Thank you again for joining me. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic, also known as Shauna, and we are doing a sample card for Madame Euphrain, also known as Jackie. She has an amazing podcast. She is on Instagram as well. And yes. Oh, so she's calling. Here we go. Thank you. I don't know if you were calling before. I was my eyes
No, I'm having problems typing. It's not letting me type.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I hear you now. Welcome.
I was trying to type number two, pile number two, but only my emojis are coming up. I'm having problems.
And you know what? I had a feeling it was number two, and I should have said that, and I love that. So baby steps. You have a you're not wanting to take a certain step because it doesn't make sense to you at the moment. You need to just take action on it instead of questioning it. The card is baby steps. It says action. Follow your intuition before it makes sense. And it's this woman on this cliff, and it's like a portal. And I'm going to send you a picture of this card, actually, to your Instagram. Okay, and she's like ready, and there's like a veil. You can't really see through the portal. You can see this magical like energy grid in the background, yet you can't see what's going on through this portal. It doesn't make sense for you to go through it, yet you need to just trust, let go of your attachment to not knowing or to the fear of the unknown, and just take that step.
You know what, Po? What I was thinking is, yesterday I had this huge fear coming up about posting my yoga classes, because I was debating, like, do I do the group yoga online? What do I do? And then I finally said, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. I don't know if people are going to sign up. I have no idea. And I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And even today, I already got a couple of
registrations.
She's
breaking up. You're breaking up.
Oh, shoot. Can you hear me?
See, you, I hear you. You got a couple of registrations already. You decided to just do it.
Yeah. So that's what I think is the confirmation of.
Yes, and just take it slowly. You decided, F it, I'm going to go. I don't see how this makes sense and who's going to sign up or whatever. You just got to trust that intuition. You know this. Again, like I was saying earlier, I knew a lot of things. I had to let go of that attachment to the shit and realize that my intuition is smarter than this ego part of me.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That was super fun.
Problem.
You're awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. You're awesome as well. And hopefully we can get together and do a couple episodes and stuff. I love your energy. And every time I've come into your show, you've been more than welcoming and just always accurate. So
I
want
that.
To tell you, this person that I'm messing with, right, this new relationship, this new connection is like, it's laughter and giggles this whole time. So it's like that childlike energy, right?
That's awesome.
And so I've always went and visited him, and so he was talking about coming to see me, and I totally need to clean up. I'm a Libra and airy, and like I clutter.
You're cutting out.
I have clutter of just random crap, and yes, that's so funny. So your reading was extremely on point, just so you know.
That's awesome. I would love to co-host a show with you. We should definitely do that. Yeah,
yes.
I love it.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to...
Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You're super awesome.
No problem. I will send you a picture of your card, Baby Steps. It's a beautiful card. This deck is amazing. If anybody is questioning purchasing it, definitely purchase it.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, hen. So is there anybody else that does want a sample card reading? Oh, yes, Dark Methys. We said, what number did you say, sweets? Let me scroll up. You said a number, and now I can't find it. Okay, I'm not sure. If you give me another number, he said gateway. Yes, that's what he said. It wasn't a number. Okay, so in a moment, I'll send that card for you, Jackie, definitely. And thank you, Stills, for being my co-host slash, well, that's funny. I grabbed the wrong one, but information specialist. No problem, Jackie. So I appreciate you all again. I am your host, Poetic, and I am an intuitive card reader and energy healer. I do card readings and energy healing, I offer my services on holeshift.com, WHOLEESHIFT.com, Whole Energy Shift, because holy shit, it gets intense. Whole Energy Shift, that's the reasoning behind the name. You can find me on my links on my website. Up in the right-hand corner, there is links to my Facebook page, my group, my Instagram, my Twitter, and Podbean, but you're here, so you don't need that unless you are hearing this from a friend, I guess. I don't know. So I'm shuffling the cards for you, Dark Methus. Are you still here? Let's check it out. He is not here. However, we'll pull a card for him if he decides to listen later. He did send me a link. If you want to invite him again, somebody, I don't know if you guys have his link. If not, that's fine. We'll just pull a card for him anyways. All right. He needs, especially, I feel like it has to do with his music. It's revealing radiance and cherishing self. My light illuminates the world and I accept and love myself. He's doing some really good music and he needs to realize that he is revealing his cherished self through this music and continue to do so. He needs to accept his uniqueness and how he creates and continue to shine a light on that. As he travels along this journey, he's going to continue to realize that pearl. It's a shell with a huge pearl inside of it. And he's going to be able to spoil himself. The next card has like a beautiful, the cherishing self, his presence and food and everything, and just like giving gratitude to self for the amazing things that he puts into the world. So hopefully that does resonate with him. And if he was like, I will find those cards and print them out for him. I don't know what I did with the book for that deck. Oh, it's okay. So you want health. So the healing deck, the Archangels of Healing, steals. So have you been following the diet that you're supposed to be following? That's my first question. So that's your first step. Get your butt into doing that, please. We already know the consequences that would arise if you don't, right? Okay. Well, still, that's one message that I'm getting is to, that's why I asked about your diet, apparently. So I will shuffle. Is it a minor sickness or is it like the scare that's going on? I don't. Hi, me. It's your dad. Oh, I tried to get you, me. I'm sorry. So, okay. With dad, you just need to, is he stubborn? He doesn't want to listen. Just let him do it his own way. That's what I'm hearing or feeling right now. Okay, no worries, honey. I'm just shuffling here. I'm waiting for an answer if he's stubborn or not. Okay. Well, the scare, I think the scare did affect him. He needs to change physicians. That's the card that came out. Thank you for leading me to the best healer of this situation. Is it... So I'm wondering if he's supposed, did they try to get him to take some new medicine or add to, I'm just curious. So he asked about the situation. The change physicians card is the one that came up. So either maybe not even change physicians, okay? Stills, maybe see what the doctor said today. He's probably headstrong and stuck in that mainstream medicine situation. I want you to get the information you can, right? And see what the doctor said and see the solution that the doctor presented. And I want you to look for an outside source of a way to treat or help that situation. So I feel like there's a natural way to help instead of jumping into this medicine or treatment that is going to have some side effects that are not great. Change a physician or get a second opinion or a different type of physician. That's the card that came out. Okay. And I can send it to you if you want. His stubbornness, he needs to apply to getting better instead of being stuck and not changing his ways. And I know that it's hard. Is this a doctor that he's consistently seen maybe? So try to get him to just say, hey, what's the worst that can happen? Or whatever, you know, you get a different opinion or they give you a better advice. So yeah. Your heart and focus, make him wear green. Okay? Again, so healing, green. Energy healing, that's the heart chakra. So make him wear some green. No problem. Thank you, Jackie, for coming through. I appreciate your support, and we'll definitely connect. We are connected on Instagram and other places, and we will set that that collaboration up. So hopefully that helps, Steels. And again, if you want that card, I can send it to you. I appreciate you all for coming in. I am Poetic, also known as Shauna. I am an intuitive card reader and energy healer. We were talking about letting go of attachment to various different things today. We did a couple card readings. If anybody is needing another card, I will send that to you, Steels, definitely. If anybody is wanting a one card, I can do that. We are slowly starting to shift how I do things. I got you, me. Just be aware in this future that I am shifting the website. I am shifting the services and the business, and it's not going to get... I'm not going to allow anything to lose value. It will only gain value. However, just bear with me as I shift things, okay? I just look out for me. And welcome, PBG. Give me a moment, and I am going to pull a card for me. And then I will pull a card for you, definitely. So let me just get this picture for Steels. All right, so give me a number, 1 through 15, me. And we'll pull a message, and then we'll get a theme for the read that you possibly will get later. No problem. All right, so let's just put these ones away. Got to clear this energy, this space right quick. Bear with me, guys. We'll get number 13 for me. So I'm wondering if it's me. Jay is, okay, so it could be my service, you guys. I apologize. I meant to connect with my other internet. Right now it says I am at excellent service, so hopefully that will be clear. Now I'm getting poor. So I will definite, okay, hopefully it's just my microphone maybe or my headphones. I appreciate you, Tabitha. I appreciate all my new listeners. I am Poetic, also known as Shauna from Whole E Shift. You can connect with me at wholeeshift.com all my social media platforms. I do daily cards. I will post the daily cards today and a channeled reading on Instagram and my Facebook. So be on the lookout for that. I do offer private readings on the side as well. So thank you guys all for joining me, and nice to meet you too, Tabitha and PBG. So we're going to get the 13. 13 is work your light. I was counting with a with the imaginary decks, not the imaginary decks, but the ones that I had already used out of there. So I was counting with trying to get it. But it is your work, your light. It's another deck by Rebecca Campbell. She has amazing art and great cards. If you guys, again, are ever interested in purchasing a deck, work your light deck, I do suggest that deck. All of my decks are absolutely amazing. And it's not even the deck, you guys. It's up to you. You are the energy. You are the channel for that energy. So we really, honestly, nobody even needs cards or runes or crystal balls or whatever it may be. We all can channel this energy. We all get the downloads and information. So remember that you are probably only getting the confirmation. You probably already know these messages. And again, it was confirmation for Jackie earlier. This may be confirmation for Stills. He said, you know, I already felt like he needed a second opinion. So just realize we are all powerful. Confirmation is amazing. We all could use it, right? I could use it. I, again, go to other people for readings. So just realize. So we're going to try to do this a quick read. As I was shuffling right now, a bunch of cards jumped out. If you have never done a reading with me, I ask that you open up your energy in order to connect with me and in order for me to connect with you to pull whatever message from your higher self, guides, God, infinite being, source, your ancestors, whatever it may be, the message that they have for you, okay? So the first card, you are looking for your soul tribe. You feel like you're doing this alone and you have no support. You need to realize that you have a lot more support me than you allow yourself, okay? You need to ask for help instead of, oh, I got this. I can do this. Nobody needs to know. You need to realize that you need to align things for yourself. Things need to change. The first card, okay, soul family, call in your tribe. You don't have to do it alone. The second card, align your life. What is not aligned or needs to change? You need to ask for that help. You need to shift things because you're going to make yourself sick, not just with physical sick, but your mental sickness as well, your mental health as well. You've been feeling the effects, not just from work, but you need somebody to help step up at home. You need to share your voice. Come out of the cave. This is the second time this card has came out. I think it was yesterday's daily card. Express yourself. You need time to get out of being a mom and taking care of the house and being the one that goes to work and everything. You need to do something just for you. Yeah, you get your nails, whatever. Something creative. Something outside of the norm. Something needs to change. Again, align your life. Okay, trust your path. If you knew you would be supported, what would you do? Are you realizing this may not be the true path that you want to follow for the rest of your life? I'm just curious. Yes or no? I feel like I know the answer. However, so this is for me. However, if this is resonating for you, then it may be for you as well. So you're resisting stepping out of your comfort zone, me. You are supposed to help people. You're asking, okay, the next card, trust your path. If you knew you would be supported, what would you do? The next card is High Priestess. How are you being called to step up and lead? You need time for yourself, but you, in order to find out what your next step is, you need to, I feel like you're allowing the circumstances so that you're a victim of what's going on. Instead of taking the reins, which is not like you. you're dreaming a new life into existence. A lot of things are changing for you, not just for us, not just for collect. Like I said, this is a major time for change. Birthing a new age, new creations, dreaming a new world into being. So ask for help. You have a soul tribe, not maybe not just your family and friends, maybe more just look, you already know who it is. Share your voice with them. Come out of, stop hiding your true feelings. Let the shit go. Stop stuffing the shit. Trust your path. You are being called to step up and lead and birth these new creations into being. Okay? Welcome, Sachin. Welcome all to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. We just did a sample card reading, and it was pretty quick for these cards. And again, me, I'm definitely going to take a picture of these cards, and as we dive deeper into what's going on with your next reading, when we get a reading going for you, we'll expand and clarify these cards. So there's six cards, and I feel like I'm going to do like a little bit of research for you, because you had already asked for a reading. I'm going to look up a six card read, and then we'll do some clarifying cards for that. Again, for the Podbean guest, for anybody in here, and these, anytime that I am telling you or reading cards or spreading information or dropping a little knowledge nuggets, and you get that chill or that hey, is she talking to me feeling, or that gut feeling. Some people get physical. Some people get that download of thought. Some people just have a knowing that, hey, that's my message. If you feel any of those, that is your message too. You came into this room to get the confirmation or the message that was being received at that time. There is no coincidences. Everything is synchronicity. We are all connected energetically. There is no empty space. Everything is connected, and you got the message you needed as well. I do intuitive card readings and energy healing, Sachin, and that's what I do. Kind of like what Madame Euphrane, where I seen you in the other podcast, does. We all have our different type of energy. Me, I'm getting lightheaded. Are you still here? Just my energy is like, kind of floaty right now. And I would say that was because I didn't eat, but I did eat. So I just want you to know that if that hits you, a little lightheaded or like kind of fuzzy, floaty feeling. I feel like you need to take some time to ground yourself. It's what you do, is that so? Is that right? So I had no idea, Mama. Is that you've been weak and floaty, kind of? Apologies for the notifications again, guys. So that could be the floaty like energy feeling. Know that you are getting love, light, and healing energy. And I want you to, okay, again, it's really hard when it's affecting our physical body, because we are so attached to this physical world, right? We are energetic spiritual beings having a physical experience. Energy attracts like energy. It's hard when we are sitting there feeling it. I want you to take that time to visualize how you're going to be running around. Maybe not running now. I even when you're feeling bad, you know, I'd jogging or taking a few quick steps or whatever it may be, enjoying and playing and not having any issue with your lungs. Being able to take that deep, satisfying breath, you need to visualize and see that and try to feel that and take some time while you are stuck in that hospital. Put on some music, the binaural beats. Again, I want to remind everybody, if you go to Sacred Acoustics, there's a free download for the Ohm. I have the Theta or the Delta playing. Oh, Theta or the Alpha playing in the background. It is the Theta right now, binaural beats. And they are $19, I think, on their site. Or there was a free download possibly for COVID. I don't know if they still have that offer. Or you can go to YouTube and get any of these different binaural beats, the one that resonates with you. Now, if you don't like how it feels or sounds, switch it. Your body will know what is meant for you. So, okay, so take that time in order to get in that meditative zone, ground yourself, connect with earth, realize that the air and those trees are recycling it to help your lungs get better, and remember that the lungs look like the tree branches and all those different things, okay? Just realize that your body knows how to heal itself and get rid of that. You are a nurse. You know a lot more than a lot of other people, right? So give your power back to your body. What is what called, J-Baby? The Sacred Acoustics? The meditation, the binaural beats, the Sacred Acoustics. You can look it up, Google it. Karen Newell and I believe Dr. Evan Alexander, who wrote, Is It Mine to Matter? He was a neurosurgeon who had a deadly disease and went beyond to death and came back and just like all day connected with these different people. But yeah, it is good music. This is what Theta is for, creativity. Alpha is for the waking state and getting your energy flowing to just go for the day. And Delta is a deep sleep. The Ohm, and I will end up, I'm working on getting some links together for different meditations, for different links, for tools, for different things like that. And like I said, I'm going to be progressing and shifting, not the quality of service or anything, not what I offer, however, just how I do things and things like that. So again, bear with me as we go through this shift and this change. It's going to be for the better for all of us. And so I am better suited to help you guys out and guide you to the right resources. I don't have all the answers. I continually look for the answers. I am a seeker. I am curious, and I am constantly looking for answers to help better myself and others. And so as I gather this information, I need to start putting it into form so that I can share it with you all. And you can also get the information that you need from it as well. I am so glad you're my number one. I completely appreciate your support, Lara, all the time, consistently. You're an amazing woman. You have amazing energy. And I have been thinking about you. I just want you to know, for the past few days, I know that you just do your clearing. I can't think of it. It's not just sage, I know that, but your energy clearing and stuff. You need to think outside the box. You can be monetizing that, and it is okay. It is okay to monetize your talent, or yes, your smudgers. It is okay to monetize that because your intentions are not dark or evil or to get something over on somebody. You put time, love, and a lot of effort and intention into your smudgers. I know this just because of the person you are and the energy I get from you. You can. You can. What's holding you back? You need to stop upper limiting yourself. You can be successful in this, Lara. Look at the connections you've made just with Podbean. Okay. And this is going to be information for myself and others who are trying to do some stuff out of Podbean. You can stop limiting yourself. It is okay for you to be more successful than the others around you. It is okay for you to step out of your comfort zone into the unknown. Let go of the fear. The whole theme of today is letting go. Let go of the fear of the unknown. Let go of the negative energy. You are powerful. Give that energy to the possibility. You have another person, PBG. You can. I want some. Want some of your smudgers already. There's another client or another customer. I bet you if you sold bundles, you can get enough money to pay for you to get a verified account on Podbean. Then you can explore and maybe get a website where you, or an Etsy account. There's a couple different sites to where you can sell things without having to invest any money into how to do that and do your shipping and stuff. There's different ways to do this. Allow yourself to be successful. You've been heavy on my mind the last couple days, and yeah, and you being here and everything happening, I had to get that out for you. Stop holding yourself back. The book that I just read was Upper Limiting, or not Upper Limiting, but The Big Leap. And it's ways we upper limit ourselves, where we stay in our zone of incompetence and competence and excellence and never allow ourselves to achieve that genius that we are capable of. Worry, blame, fear of being better than family or friends, all these different things affect us. I'm sure she will. Lawless, I have a feeling it's going to blow up bigger than she can realize, and she's going to be able to invest in more area for her herbs and stuff. Just saying. The energy she puts off, as well as her intentions, will radiate what type of... It will radiate out there. So the price for her product will be nothing. As in, like, nobody, it will be no problem for somebody to pay for her product. So if you, okay, there's a perfect way. Start with a blog, or start with a place where you get a Facebook group page, like I did, okay? Laris Smudgers or whatever. Create a name, just a little name for you, or Smudgers by Lara, or whatever you want to do, and create a page. Start making a little content. My dog is like having a bad dream. She's all barking in the background. Create a document. Write a little paper, one or two pages, about what are smudgers? Why are they needed? What is the process? Blah, 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 blah. It's not irrelevant. So one, the people that know what smudgers can do are going to be your customers. That's going to be your target audience. When you are ready to expand, that's when you're going to start putting out more information. That's when you start getting, when I pull you to do an interview about what you are creating and how we can get people to get more customers to you, that's when you're going to need to know or have that information readily available. What are smudgers? What are the benefits of smudging? What do these certain things do? Then you can get another page. Okay, certain, okay, juniper does this, or cedar does this, or Palo Santo does this, sage does this. When you mix it with rose, this is what happens. Like, there's so many possibilities. Just get into action. Stop thinking about it. I know you don't care about the money. That's why you're going to be so successful. Okay? I love you, Jay Baby, and we got to get this. I know. I will send you my number so you can directly message me. I'm just, yeah, the airy part of me, but have a good day at work. But yeah, just get into action, Lara. Stop thinking about it. Stop holding yourself back. Set it into action. Start making those things. Get as many of them as you can made. Then you need to take some pictures, some pretty little pictures. Have your garden in the background or whatever it may be. Have the pile of smudge in the bowl or whatever in your basket, however it may be. Okay? take pictures, post them on your new page that you're going to create. I'm sitting here giving you this little bit of business information, and I want you by the next week or two, I'll give you 2 weeks, to get that page and these pictures up and going. I feel like you could do it by the end of the weekend. However, I'm going to be nice to you and not be so hard on your ass. Okay? So get some done, take some pictures, and start your page. It is very quick to start a page. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You can go back and edit and fix the about me or the description or whatever it may be. Just get it out there. You talk about these things. People know what you do. You need to have somewhere to send them so they can see what you do or so they can send other people. And this, you sending six bundles out, you know, how many people are going to connect with you and be and say, hey, look at what I just got in the mail. This, it's marketing. You're networking and marketing, mommy. You're creating your brand right now, mom. So stop holding yourself back. You're welcome. I just want to thank everybody for coming in today to the Holy Shift podcast. We have been on an hour and a minute and a little bit longer. I am going to end the show. I have some things I have to do. I've got some work, some time management things I'm working on, and I am progressing just like we all are. Remember, this year is a number 5 year change. We're shifting creativity, all these things. It's halfway, like 1 through 10. It's the halfway mark. It's a whole shift, we're turning a new page, you guys. Let's keep our love and light spread out there. Remember to connect with me on my website, wholeeshift.com. Please go back and listen to previous episodes. There's an episode that has a great clearing meditation. I will be making more of those, getting more links out there. Just bear with me as I'm shifting and growing, and I appreciate every single one of you for coming in today, all of you for allowing me to read for you, all of my new followers and the new guests, and all of you for coming in. I completely appreciate you. I have such gratitude in my heart and my soul for everybody giving me support and allowing me to step into my zone of genius, because time just, it disappears when I'm doing this and helping you and talking to you. And I appreciate your support and your love. And I will continue to give it as much as you respond back. So any suggestions, any advice, anything like that, please connect with me again. wholeeshift.com or wholeeshift@gmail.com. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Again, connect with me any way you'd like. If you've got advice, should I do this? Should I do that? I may not take it, but I will definitely take it into consideration. So I will see you soon in other people's podcasts. Continue to support, send love, join Lawless Scotland for her murder mystery tonight. We have in 45 minutes. Join Milt Dog, Steels, Eduardo. The limousine rider for Milt Dog, all of our family and friends, please connect and share and like. And I love you, Will. Why you got to come in when I'm ending the show? I appreciate you. Please listen again. I'm going to publish it. And I'll see you soon. KJ2, I love you all. I appreciate you. We talked about letting go today. So I'm going to let you guys go. And you can listen to the published episode. I appreciate you and I love you, and I'll see you soon.